Now, remember earlier we talked about archetypal symbology. We said that the archetypes are ideas or images that are universal. In other words, a tribesman in Ghana, a woman executive in Lima, Peru, a man playing baseball with his grandson in Chicago, Illinois, could all dream of the eagle or of the bear or of the tiger or of the flood or of the fire, even though they don't know each other. And even, let's just say, if they've never even seen those things in their lives, they'll come into our dream life anyway. So archetypal symbolism means a very large idea that's universal. The idea of mother love is a universal idea. The idea of the child spirit is a universal idea. The idea of the great mother, the wise old woman, those are universal ideas. The idea of the trickster, the fool, the one who always shows up and does everything wrong, it's a universal idea. The idea of the hero and the heroine, those are universal ideas. Well, in dreams, you might say that there are also archetypal forms in the dreams. In other words, there's some very, very common dreams that people world over dream according to the kind of culture they live. Some might be more sophisticated than others, some less so. But nevertheless, the core of the dream remains the same. So I'm going to tell you about 13 of those very common kinds of dreams that people from all over the world dream the most. And then I'm going to give you an idea a little bit about what the archetypal meanings in symbology of those dreams are, remembering and keeping in mind the whole time that your personal association to the dreams that you have of this nature will be more important, or at least as important, as the archetypal symbology behind these motifs. So, one of the most common types of dreams is a dream of falling. Falling out of the sky, falling off the roof, falling through the air, falling from a building, falling from a car. And falling dreams, an archetypal motif, can have several meanings. Again, your personal associations will be very important to flesh this out. It can mean a deflation. In other words, someone has gone too high. They have thoughts that are too inflated, that are too egotistical, that are even filled with conceit. And the dream is showing that either they are in the process of deflating or that they ought to be deflated because they're just simply grandiose, grandstanding, far too out there. They're not enough of reality to hold them together. On the other hand, it can also, at the very same time, a falling dream can indicate that there is something that is falling into place, depending on where the dreamer lands in this fall. And sometimes people fall from very tall buildings and they fall into the arms of angels. And this is not the same as people who fall to some great detriment. This can be an indication that don't be afraid that things are coming apart. Don't be afraid that things are changing. You are held in the arms of spirit. You will be safe. All will be well. So falling dreams are often terrifying dreams for us, and sometimes they're even nightmares that we awaken from. And then don't be deterred. Write down what you remember, and then apply your interpretation as you've learned now, and see, where's this happening in my life, or where ought this to be happening in my life? Now, another very common dream worldwide is the dream of flying. Often, it goes with levitation dreams. A person thinks up, and they rise up into the air, body, soul, and mind. Or they put their arms out, and suddenly they're soaring, all by themselves. These dreams are very similar in feeling sometimes to the silence dreams that are so healing, the sense of soaring and gliding on downdrafts and updrafts and being perfectly in control is so wonderful. Some people dream that even though they don't have an airplane around them. Their bodies are acting exactly like airplanes. They have landing gears, and they go up, they go down, they land, they have takeoffs, and so on. These are lovely dreams for most people. It's a sensation of being whole is the archetypal motif behind the flying dreams. Now, there are some that say that there is, of course, to every archetypal image, an opposite nature, so that if there's a positive side, there will also be a potential negative side. The negative side of flying dreams is similar to falling dreams. It is that if you fly too high, like Icaros did toward the sun, his wings of wax melt and the feathers fall out, and he falls from the sky into the Aegean Ocean and drowns. That a flying dream can also mean a person is on their way, perhaps, to a great overestimation of themselves or their abilities, and so ought to be careful. Another kind of very common dream is that you're on your way to some place, often important, or with guests who are very important, sometimes persons who one wishes to impress, or one is giving a speech, or one is standing before an audience, or before a crowd, or one is presenting an award or receiving an award, and the dreamer looks down at him or herself and sees they are naked as a jaybird and have forgotten to put on even their shoes. And they are so mortified in the dream, and they are so embarrassed in the dream. And in retrospect, it's always kind of funny. But in the dream, usually, it's not very funny. It's much more so a cause of self-humiliation. Those dreams of showing up naked can mean many things. They can mean showing up as a naive person when perhaps it would be appropriate to not be so naive, when perhaps it would be appropriate to have more wisdom in tow, to be evaluating things more clearly. It can mean not having a persona. In other words, showing everything that you are to everyone who comes along and never protecting, never sheltering your bright heart or your pure soul, and so sometimes getting hurt, lacerated by those who have no qualms about doing those kinds of things to other people. Showing up naked can be beautiful, meaning also, because who shows up naked in this world but actually the people we love the best, that is, little babies. Everyone is born naked. You know, even the lilies of the field are unclothed. They are beautiful just as they are. And so this dream of showing up naked can mean, well, I'm embarrassed that I show so much of who I am. It can mean I'm somewhat unprepared to deal with life here because I'm acting as though I'm invulnerable. And it can mean I show up brand new. I am reborn, newly born. Another archetypal dream motif that's extremely common is to come to school and to sit down in your chair, and all of a sudden there's going to be an enormous test for which you are completely unprepared. And this dream is a dream that is most common in people who are in school, who are about to graduate. It's related to another very common dream, people who are way past the age of high school graduation, who suddenly realize that they're supposed to graduate all of a sudden in a few weeks, and no matter what they do, they don't have enough credits to graduate. It's a very similar kind of dream. It's an anxiety dream for the most part. The archetypal core to it is that more is needed. More is needed now. We need to pay attention to what we need to prepare ourselves for, whatever it is that is going on in our life, that we need to have more peripheral vision. We need to anticipate more what might happen, not just what is happening, but what is the trajectory we're on and what are the potential challenges in that trajectory, and not be so surprised and taken aback. It can also mean that we have given great feeling to our emotional life and our spiritual life, and that perhaps not too much to the life of logic and the life of development of intellect. To be a whole person means to give something to every part of the psyche. Everyone has all those parts of the psyche, and of course we have our favorite parts that we develop. But in the sense of wholeness, a dream like this can mean, well, it's not quite put together right now in some of the ways of thinking about things logically, recording things logically. I've seen this dream in people who are haphazard, incidentally, about recording their dreams or being serious about recording their dreams and analyzing them. It's like the test they set for themselves, they're literally unprepared for. Another kind of very common dream is a person goes to the latrine or to the toilet, and either there's a very long line and they really have to use the toilet, or else the toilets are out of order or they're disconnected. This dream is related to another kind of dream where a person must make an emergency phone call or an emergency cry for help, and whatever conveyance to do that is out of order. This idea of something pretty essential to the highly personalized interior life being out of order is a very common one amongst modern people who find themselves waiting too long to take care of business, so to speak, waiting too long to take good care of themselves, and often find themselves then in an emergency situation, the need for self-care, self-nurturance, self-knowledge, and unable to get the means to do that. Or sometimes, as in the toilet dreams especially, needing to discharge a great amount of toxic material, a great amount of material that's no longer needed, a life attitude that's no longer needed, that's gone to waste, and not being able to find the appropriate place, container, thought system, attitude in which to do that. The calling for help, or the trying to dial 911 and always getting the wrong number, or the phone being out of order, can also mean, at the archetypal core level, that the person psyche is trying to right some huge imbalance, trying to call attention to something that's in huge, enormous need, and is unable to make the ego pay attention, is unable to make the person consciously listen to what's really going on, that the communication line somehow is broken. And so in dreams like that, the dreamer has to ask themselves, now, where am I not listening to myself? Where have I closed off communication with my deeper self and said, I'm not interested in your messages as far as I'm concerned. I'm out of order with regard to whatever it is you're trying to tell me. So dreams often have puns in them. And when a telephone, for instance, is out of order, a person can fruitfully pursue interpretation of that dream by asking, where am I out of order in my life? Where am I, in other words, not following along in the pattern I ought to be for my best mental health, or my best spiritual health, or my best sexual health, or my best creative health, and so on. Another very common dream is a dream of being imprisoned or trapped. Again, the idiom, in other words, the archetype at the center of this, is that something of great value in the psyche, something that feels often like the center of the psyche, the heart and the soul of the psyche, has been constrained to such a point and is frightened to such a point and has been put to ill use to such a point that a dream like this is the letter from home that says, look at the condition you're in. Look at what you've done to yourself through your choices or through a twist of fate. Look at what has happened here. And now you must do something about it. You see, dreams will give you a clear mirror image down into the unconscious of what your situation is psychically in reality. So those dreams of being imprisoned or trapped can be understood literally as something is overly contained, tamped down, without life, not free any longer. And then through your personal associations to the dream, you will find out much more about the dream. Another very common dream that's associated to this dream of imprisonment and entrapment is being chased by some horrible, terrible monster, or having some menacing force somehow nearby. And this can be a human being, but could also be a weather phenomenon, a tornado, a flood, an earthquake, something of that nature. And the motif at the center of those dreams is that a great shift is taking place or has taken place that needs something from you now, that needs additional care, needs additional insight, needs additional propping up, needs additional healing, needs additional resources, whatever that might be, in order for the psyche to remain safe and whole. Another kind of very common dream is losing teeth and losing hair. And teeth are something that you not only grasp things with, but grind things with in order to gain their essence, food in particular. And they're also used in love play sometimes, and they're also used as a way to articulate speech. So teeth carry a very broad realm of features that one uses symbolically in life, such as in order to give expression and give pleasure, in order to communicate with others, in order to ingest nourishment. So when one looks at a dream like that, you say, where am I losing my ability to get nourishment out of things? Where am I losing my ability to give pleasure to others? Where am I losing my ability to give pleasure to myself? Where am I losing my ability to make myself heard, make myself understood? Losing hair is a little bit different. Hair is considered in very, very old motifs in old mythology to symbolize the quality of a person's ideas and therefore the quality of their strength and ability in the world. So that Samson, for instance, with his very long hair, the idea was that he was a massively creative man who could dominate and lead people, and that this all came out in the symbology of cutting his hair and therefore cutting his strength and power in the world. So when you have a dream about losing the hair, then the question to ask in the archetypal realm is, how am I losing my ability to generate ideas? How am I thinning out, you might say, my ideas prematurely? How am I losing my strength to have creative life? Another very common dream is being late and missing the plane, the train, the bus, the appointment, but particularly a conveyance of some sort. You could miss the wagon, you could miss the taxi. Now, this idea that one is made a promise to be somewhere or go somewhere and must be somewhere, and somehow everything from the get-go has been completely confused and mixed up. This dream is also an anxiety dream, and the idea at the center of it is that the conveyance represents the attitude that one takes in order to go forward in life. So the train, the plane, the bus, the car, and so on, represent the attitude that the person has. So I've had dreamers who dream that they miss the broken down taxi, meaning that their attitude in life maybe is very broken down. It can't quite take them from one place to another. Other people have missed the diesel modern train of the future, except the dream is set back in the 1940s somewhere. And so you have to say, well, what in this dream is futuristic but somehow is out of date at the same time? Where is the person living their life in this manner, where they think that they're seeing the future but they're actually kind of behind the times? Other people have gotten onto buses that are driven entirely by hordes of chickens or horses or antelope, and they are most clearly in some part of the psyche in that dream where the conveyance or the attitude that they're carrying is trying to take them from one place to another, but in a very unusual way, a very strange way that they may or may not understand very well. And I have to give a lot of time to that dream in order to understand exactly what it means, that not only is it a conveyance that represents an attitude in the psyche, but what are all those animals doing in there? Those animals is another very common dream motif. People dream not only about animals, but but they dream they are animals sometimes. And in those dreams, what we do is we look at the archetypal symbology related to the animal. So if it's a bear, we say, well, what do bears usually represent? Sharp, sharp claws, powerful, powerful jaws, being able to walk on 2 feet like a human being. There are so many motifs in ancient mythology about bears actually being human beings who are enchanted. So when we look at some of that old archetypal material that you can find in fairy tales and mythologies about the animals, and we say, well, how does this apply to my life? The horse is often thought of as a noble creature. How does nobility apply to my life? If a person sees in their dream a fish, and the fish is often representative archetypally as something that can go down under the water far, far into the darkness and survive under the water, which is often considered the mother of all things, the water, so needed for life forms everywhere. And what is it about a fish and a fish's life that is like something in my life right now? Animals archetypally at the very base represent the instinctual nature of the psyche, the part of us that's filled with good instincts for loving, for living, for community life, for feeding, for hunting, for resting, for playing. So when animals are in the dream and they're whole, that represents a certain wholeness in the psyche. When animals are injured in our dreams, then there may be an injury to one of our instincts in our own psyche that needs to be repaired. Your personal associations, again, however, will elaborate the dream greatly over and above the interpretations that are archetypal. The last dream that is so very common, particularly for women, but every now and then a man dreams this too, is a dream of being pregnant, whether one is or not in reality. The dreammaker doesn't seem to differentiate that, but it is the desire for new life to be born, for the potential of the psyche to be fully formed and to come to life. That's the archetypal interpretation of that particular dream. And if the woman in the dream or the man in the dream is having trouble with the pregnancy, then one can ask the question, is there trouble with bringing new life into my life right now? And exactly what kind of trouble is that, and what can I do to help it?